I'd like to dedicate this year to the Nishmas for Shiva Chatzal and young Danish Ben Yehuda, Ben Eliezer Yehuda. It's a little difficult to get my thoughts together after correctly straight from the Havaya. He was a man that, even within his yeshiva, I've been in his yeshiva now 14 years, he was not very well known. He was a person that was such a tzemua, the Durochov, that except for maybe his wife, and maybe a little bit his children, there was probably nobody in the world who really knew who this person was. We didn't know B'chayov, and probably there are people that were Master Masayim, but after the Mevaresim comes out, I'm sure during the week of Shiva we'll hear those little stories here, little stories there. But he was a person who was Kulei Tzanua. He was a person of Arat Hashem, Kulei Lashmo, which is directly related to our Mishnah. Kulei Lashmo, he was a person who took nothing for himself, ever. Even when he went, for example, a little idea that I happen to know, he went a few times to America in his lifetime for the yeshiva. Last time was just about a year ago. But the plane ticket he paid out of his own pocket. Never took a salary from the yeshiva. Never took anything from the yeshiva. One of his secrets is how he survives and where he had his money from. But that's known from the people in the office that there was more money in the yeshiva's account than the fundraisers raised. Whatever other money was there is what he brought in. Not from people, not that he collects money from other ones. Where did it come from? How did he function? I heard from one of his sons-in-laws who, after his wife gave birth, so he was we were staying in the house there. So he got up at 2 in the morning, and he saw in the other room where his father-in-law, who was sitting and learning. He saw from his bed, he was able to see that he was sitting and learning. So he wasn't sleeping, so he got up. So he heard the rustling. By the time he got to the other room, his father was closed, and he was like playing with the stove, feeling, Oh, you also up? It's like a cup of coffee, All everything was b'siya hester, b'siya tznius, b'ein b'ein al mechavela, b'ein al mechavela, b'ein al mechavela, is a person that it's very difficult for us to understand who he was. This is even for the Talmidim, the people that were mamash in his yeshiva for years and years. I had many of the time contacts with him. Many occasions that I spoke to him, things, but you can never. It was always a mystery. You never know where he was coming from, and where he was going to. There's a pirush on our Mishnah, which is maybe skipping a few steps, but since it's so appropriate to Rosh Hashiva Tzatzal, on the Mishnah that we're learning of Avodim Shalaya Manas Lakav Kras. So the Ruach Haim from the Haim Lojna has about five different mahalchim over here of how to learn the different aspects up there. The fifth, which I wasn't planning to learn until this evening, is one of a very interesting idea. Maybe a little bit of a side point to the way the derech klali that we wanted to learn the Mishnah, but we're going to learn it inside. This was a Pesach to understand these type of upright people. Yisakanoi loyim altiyuka avonim misharm shen sarab, Rashi pirush, the koyol skar oil hazeh. They should be misharm shen sarab in order to get skar oil hazeh. This is a kiddush. Usually we think that we're talking about Schar Olam Habo. Schar Olam Hazeh, that for mitzvah is Schar Bai Al Malekah. Schar Olam Hazeh, That's secondary. That's per se in Boilem Azir. It's not the real schar. Any real schar for real mitzvah is not Boilem Azir. For sure you can get paid for this, the mitzvah is Boilem Azir. That it says, V'ayim Shemoy Tishmu, so the Rishonim already explained that it means that when you work for the company pays the expenses. That's not schar. When you work for Coca-Cola, they give the Coca-Cola outfit, the Coca-Cola truck, right? And they pay the gas bill. The company pays the expenses. When your life is a life of Eitz Hashem, so the Baruch Hu pays the expenses. And you're working for the company. So what do we mean of making a point? Rashi says, in the Mishnah before this, the last thing was the Omen of Gemilas Chasodim. So he says as follows, a new understanding of the Omen of Gemilas Chasodim. Something we would have never thought of. We have Torah Mufurish, that a person is Mekayim Torah, posuk after posuk, a person is Mekayim Torah. You have Kol Inyan Yoylem Hazeh. Why is it we find both as expressed in this Mishnah and through history? That some of the greatest Shomrei Torah were Aniyim Meduchim. They lived in great Dachlus. What? I mean, it doesn't seem to fit what it says in the Torah. Aval Tamhu, Ki b'shoyish kol ha-mitzvahs ma'irin rav toyi v'shefa otzim v'chol ha-olam ha-yisim ma'irin mozun v'revach. When a person does mitzvahs, that brings down all of the panosa and the revach and the toyi that there is in the world, each mitzvah has this effect. If everybody would be doing all of the mitzvahs, so then there would be sufficient shefa v'toiv brought down in the world that there would be no more anim in the world. Achim oisei ha-mitzvahs mu'atim. If there's only, relative to the amount of people around, few oisei ha-mitzvahs, v'ein tzinoyim l'shefa v'toiv, rak me'amatim. There's only the pipelines are jammed. There's only a few clean pipelines where the shefa can come down through, because not everybody's doing the mitzvahs. V'shem yisbol perach mechofetz chesed shiyachayim v'shefa l'chol bnei adam gam le'inim uriyim. He wants all of Yidden and all of the world to live. But you only get any bracha that gets in the world, it has to be a product of mitzvahs. The only way to bring anything down, the Baruch Hu gave the keys of the world into man's hand. And the Baruch Hu only brings down any toif in any form as a product of man's avodah. So what do you do if there's only few of the Hashem around relative to the world? V'noitel ha-shefa me'ama'atim ha-sridim yorei Hashem u'mechalak l'chol b'nei odom. Those yichidim that are doing the avodah Hashem, they are bringing down the shefa and the toiv and the panos and the chayim and the refuah for heaven, the Hashem takes their shefa and gives it out all over the whole world. Up to the degree that he gives it all up, that the one who brought it all down, he doesn't, there's nothing left to him. The whole world has the panosa because of Chanina, he ate a kilo of charulim from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. That was his panos. V'chirak tzinur ha'yomoy shafel oylam la'atzu la'hiyam migiyah ka'yom estapu b'nuvat. Didn't take anything for himself. He says, for me, a kaf charulim is enough. The rest, give out to the rest of the world. V'lechak magiyah la'tzari chedek ha'roshu v'gan eden. There is a chesh. It says that the Rishoyim who lose the Chelik and Adam Haba. So what happens to the Chelik and Adam Haba? So the Tikim are Yovish the Chelik HaRosha. So it's not Stama Matonic, he earned it. How did Rosha go around the world for all these years? Where did he eat his tomatoes from? He ate the Shef of the Tzaddik. Now he'll pay him back. Which world did the Tzaddik choose? Or the Mubo? He was willing to give up by the Mubo. Which world did the Rosha choose? He's willing to give up by the Mubo. finest celebration makes a deal. You take with him, I said. This is an old deal. We went back to Esav and Yaakov Avinu. They were fighting at Chiluk HaElamos, and they came to Pshor. Yaakov Avinu will take with him the book, and Esav will take with him the set. It wouldn't be that Yaakov would stole the brachas. Yitzhak wanted to give the brachas out in this form. We wouldn't be left nothing. We wouldn't have anything in this world. And all Esav would have it all. Because the Rebbeinu Shem knew that we wouldn't be able to stand that type of advantage, and Esav would not would be that terrible that it would not allow us to exist, even with it all. So he arranged that we should get the brachas. Chulukim we have some mahalach achetah v'olam hazeh also. But that old chulukah between olam haba and olam hazeh still exists. So if the goyim have olam hazeh, but that the pasuk it says in Devarim that the goyim yischashiv. Rashi says that oichlim bechelik shekol echad echad ve'elo olam min aminyan. In every generation, in every society, in the other, there are ups and downs in the societies and Jewish history. There is always a golden period, right? And during the golden period, the Jews go with the wave. They're on top with the wave. That usually is the beginning of all the tzoros, and that's what brings the next down. But the whole life in Oichlin, it's a special hanhoga of a class. Why? What else? I mean, it's a din loike. The Vayishan gives us out because it goes the other way. Where did all the toiv that the goyim have in the first place? Even the goyim. Okay. They're all nizan yachum chanina b'ni. Kol oilam, doesn't only Jews. Kol oilam nizan yachanina b'ni. So, Chanina was at the Madriga that he was able to give it all away, and he was left to Kaf Lebruvim. Klai saw as a whole, it's not always in that Madriga, and we're Oichel. We take our Chelik. But we take it from their Chelik, and it goes off their Cheshmer. But it's Bedin, because their whole Chelik came from us. Cholif, and he says, this is a new idea. Vezek Mirsos Cholim Shem Shchaim Atzadik Shem Echalka Yizim Kolohim Shem Echalka Yizim Kolohim. So you can have a person who sits in dollar by dollar in his room someplace, right? Never goes out, only Meduch, never gave it plenty of stuff because he's never had a penny, right? Or just the minimum, whatever, the guy. And he is the Aviyah voice to the good Chassam of the world. Because over there in America someplace, they're making millions. You know why? This guy's sitting in America, Hashem. An Epicurus. An Epicurus is a person who says, my honey, I won. Epicurus is the worst word we have in the dictionary. It's a person who's not part of Klai Yisrael. He's outside of the basic definition of what Klai Yisrael is made of. What's the mistake? Everything, Hashem Yitareh Mitzvahs. He's going Yitareh himself. He just says, you know, this is Rosh Hashiva someplace. Even his Talmidim didn't know what he wanted. Alright, Hashem. But what? So what? I mean, like, you know, what's in his mind? So, he was here, so now he isn't here. We have to, of course, each person has a chas v'shalom, nobody's a nichshol, but a certain, we have to work against it. The teva is that when we don't see things, we only see with our chushim. Right? We don't see. I didn't go to yeshiva, right? And I didn't have that direct contact with a regular Rabbi Talmud relationship. True, I have to give my Koros HaToyv. In particular, you know, every month I got my Koros check. He had responsibility for that. He was doing the Chayas. But somebody didn't learn in yeshiva, you people sitting here. Right? What are you owing? There's a person. Very nice, very respectable. He was here. He earned himself a nice chayat on the havo, and then Baruch Hashem, he's finally getting it. It wasn't good with me. It's very easy for us to disconnect ourselves and not to see the relationship, especially when a person who spent his whole life making sure that nobody ever gave him any credit. We used to watch him, and once I realized that he used to come in, for example, Meir, Shabbos Meir in Yeshiva, so he would come to Daven Meir when he was still healthy. When I was a bocher, so he was still healthy before he got sick. He would walk in the second that the Shliach Tzibur got up to say bocher. It was always, it was like on the clock. Why didn't come in a minute before? If he would come in before, people would stand up. If he would come in, right, a minute afterwards, right, he'd miss book. Right, so he came in, as soon as the Shliach Tzibur started putting on the talus, everybody gets up, then he walked in. This was the Seder Kavanah. And everything was done like that, he just happened to walk in there. Right. Nobody, I don't know if anybody ever managed to stand up. it just didn't come out. Didn't actually work that way. I was speaking to two of my friends who were Rabbi Tzvi, they had yeshivas, yeshivas. They were just, they were before him a few weeks ago when he was still a classical conversation with the Danish. So they kind of spoke to him whatever they came to speak about. And in the end, they wished him a full shleima. And they said, you know, Misha Rabban Tzvichin. Christ was dependent on him. So, this kind of comment that he wouldn't take sitting down. What does he do with it? He said, oh, you're right, you should go. You know, the Rabban Tzvichin. It meant you, right? You shouldn't spend time here. Go back to Yeshivas. Rabban here, go back. I was many times under different my friend's chuppas when he was Masada Kedushin. And one thing I noticed is that Masada Kedushin, Seder, I don't know how many times. But at many, many occasions I saw it, I recognized after a while, so many occasions I was there to be close enough to hear what's going on. That his Seder Kavua was that he would say jokes into the chuppa until he had the Chosn Kala laughing. After he got them laughing, then he started Seder Kedushin. So the people didn't understand who were being it was unbelievable. You know how to use this koyach. A lot of times I had different kufas. I had my heart kufas, the bocher kufas. I would come in, and the first thing before we talked about your problems is to make jokes. And you can't help it. You have the worst problems in the world, but he has good jokes. After you laughed. Now I can hear your problems, and you'll see that the problem isn't so big anymore. Yeah, a good laugh, a good chuckle, maybe a cup of coffee, a piece of cake. Now, what is it that you were? What are you telling me? This one gives you mates, and you go home, you know, what happened? One second. I had a big problem that came in. What was it? I once was in the Bocher in Yeshiva, this many years ago, and I was one of the few Americans that the Israelis went home, and generally the Americans also went home, especially Pesach. And for the few of us who didn't have like anywhere they could go, so there was supposed to be something set up. And usually there was. But this one particular time, something kind of happened. And there was only like three of us. And like we realized, oh my, that we didn't have where to go. So we were like really upset about it. We didn't know exactly what to do. We go knock on somebody's friend's door and say, like, we don't have what to eat. Like, maybe we can cut this up. All right. So I decided I'll go to the Shiva and tell him that, you know, there was a misunderstanding and this is not a misunderstanding. So I walk in the door. Before I say anything, he says, where are the other Bochum? I said, didn't they tell you that you're supposed to be eating by us? I went back afterwards to check on it. I just put it together. By the time I walked in the door, I said, what is he doing here? It's lunchtime. Like, why isn't he by where he's supposed to be? Ah, right. Stomach music. Nestle down the. We'll get to the bochum. Where are they? So instead of coming to complain, so he told me to go get the bochum. But at that time, the bochum was sort of molochim on the table. One of his sons-in-law was there at the time. A few years later, he told me, so you probably think it was leftovers from their lunch. They didn't have that good food. So as soon as I went out, he told the Rebbe to take out of the freezer the good stuff. And by the time we were there, we ate up whatever we were supposed to have for Yontif. This was like a sidron by him. Form Katanim, that everything was Azay, Kacha, and Behavlo. He couldn't know this Behav. The person who was Kula Yoshmo never took anything for himself. Did not let anybody ever give him credit for anything. Never. And he took, there was this attitude of people like, I'll let that. But he would make jokes, he'd feel people good, but he's nothing. Good, his father was the Shiva, so okay, he's also a Shiva. He would always make jokes like this. And when I was younger years, I believed him, because I didn't. The whole thing, it should be a limit for us of that to make this decision. I noticed, when I was preparing last week, I admit I didn't prepare today, but when I was preparing last week, I noticed this piece. I thought it was an interesting idea, but I didn't think I would get to it. But tonight, it hits me as Amish something. En anachnu yedim. We don't know what we lost. We don't know what we had. I don't think anybody does. I don't know exactly what we're going to hear in this, but it's every day of the week. If people come, I don't know if there's anybody's going to have what to say. Yeah. What can I say about a person who totally hid himself? Suppose that Rosh Hashiva is a place to go, those people that have argued with him in Sochit Zibor, so that when he came to big things, like he couldn't do anything, probably yeah. But the whole life in a person. What we have to know is that we have to always remind ourselves that things don't necessarily look the way they are. That things are not the way they look. Maya Hanidor Albonan, Apikorsis. What's the Yusayd of Apikorsis? Because we understand that we get our Panosa, right? We're good in business, we did our Ashtalas, we got our Panosa. We did the Ganeshim a favor, we came, we davened in the morning. That's where our Panosa came. Go to Ashir, we go to this. Wow, I'm telling you, Ganeshim still owes me some more than Papa. Not only did he give me a panasa, but wait till I get upstairs, I'm going to give him the bill. Mm-hmm. Look at all these mitzvahs I've done. The stock I gave out of the money that I earned out of my brilliance. Well, Ganeshim really owes me a lot. We have to remind ourselves that the very hatzlochas, the very simple good, the simple good of life, panasa, health, children, vayis, all of these simple things that we take for granted, that make up normal, healthy, and good life. It's very possible that the Swash Shiva sitting there in his 2x0 room, you have to see these type of apartments, you have to believe it. The people that the whole world stands on, he brought up 5 children and 2.5 rooms. And he had to bring in a few Yusayim to make sure that they were such a big apartment. And the whole world could have been supported by his Torah, by his Maisim Tayyibim. Sometimes there are Maisim where, because we see things happening afterwards, we can sometimes put it together, and we can get a glimpse of some of the cause effect, the ruchnik cause effect, especially by the Benish Olshon. Chances are, Kemoshu Oya Godel Tzadikim Yisosim Yosef Bechayim. If he was such a tzenua Bechayov, chances are, no, he's going to happen now from Yisosim. He'll continue bedark. I'm not expecting to hear anything during this, but that's really going to explain to us what it is that we lost. But we have to know. We have to, it's part of the Yisoid HaAmuna of Klai Yisrael, to know that we lost, we don't always have the opportunity to know. And that our appreciation for Torah and for Lo Yimdeh, the Talmid HaChomim Tzadik Yado, has to come not because of the direct benefit that we individually might have. Right? But we have to know that as a Klai Yisrael exists and is nizoin both poshut begashmius and certainly beruchnius from the gedolim, from the tzaddikim. And any godel, any tzaddik, a person on the other side of the world, we had no contact with, we weren't part of his, whatever you want to call it, miskeret, we weren't part of his chasidus, or his this, or his that. So sometimes a person thinks, oh, this is not my. Because he's missing understanding the sight of Klai Yisrael, which says that this world is not run by But everything in this world, and here it's said in such a sharp form, everything in this world, all the toiv in the world, has to have a mekor. It doesn't come to stop. And therefore, where would we be? We would have to rely on our own maisim. We would have to come and get our mezoinis, our poshul chay, our boni chay and mezoini because of our own maisim. But the Rabbi Yisrael Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shatzadikim Ruhatim V'Yishtilim B'chol Dor V'Dor. The Rabbi Yisrael Ruach HaKadosh saw that the tzadikim of this level are not that many. So instead of having them all come down one door, he dished them out, and he saved one for every door. The Alman Yisrael, just like maybe until now we didn't know exactly what we lived on, we still won't know. There are other tzadikim. What's another tzaddik someplace? There is the klal of the Lomdei Torah, which even if individually they're not on the highest levels, but as a klal, Chaim Shmulevitz, Rosh Hashanah used to say, that a yeshiva is a god of Adam. A yeshiva, so I saw this. There are times that even if preparing his yeshivas, he used to go up the wall and discuss it. So we think it's sometimes like, you know, whatever, all right. But B'chol Evin, he would explain that the walls of the yeshiva contain within it are also the yeshiva. And the yeshiva is a kodol gadol. The klal of all of the people together, there's a tzibur there, they unify. There's a one achdus that comes as a matter of all of these individuals that make up the yeshiva. Maybe yeshiva is one of the biggest yeshivas in the world. Yeshiva that's unbelievably crowded. So it's a sight to see. Maybe see the yeshiva come someday. It's one of the seven wonders of the world. Seven wonders of the world. Yeshiva is a gadol gadol. Torah, lomdeo, ki hem chayeinu v'orech yomeinu kipshutoi. The Torah that we learn ourselves, and we have to realize that not necessarily are we zeicha, do we have that type of quality in our maisim to bring and to merit the chayim teiv that we zeicha to on our own. And we have to always be toila, know that our part when we sit down to breakfast, it's very possible that whose breakfast are we eating? There's some tzaddik somewhere, or the combination of all the tzaddikim, all the Torah of Lindel. And this is Befrat Teh. The source of the Etzim life. The Etzim Chiyus. That we live. The fact that we have Oyuch Yomim. That we're not all sick and dying. The reason that we have the capability of continuing functioning. The function gives us a chance to do tshuva on our chatoyim. And to earn our chelik, the fear of Veda. It's b'schus the yichidim, the tzaddikim, the lomdei Torah of the door. Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'im ra'otim, v'yishtilim b'chol dor v'dor. So, let's go back now to attempt to understand a little bit the Mishnah. We'll try to get to the main points. We'll do it a little shortcut, but the teichen of this Mishnah. We spoke last week, we explained the taina that the Talmidim Toyim took from this Mishnah and where they went. And there's a svara that needs an answer. There's a svara they said, Haim Yesh Poyel Sha'ivit Kol Yom V'Loim Kavod Svara. It's a person who works all day and doesn't come at the end. Where's his paycheck? So there are lists of answers here given in the different portion that all run around similar points. We'll just maybe point out short a few of the different halachim and then try to get to the core issue. one bushel that the Ruachayim gives. If a person is a professional, then he's called in to do a job. So he collects his fitting paycheck, and he's finished, finished the work. However, if he is not yet sufficiently educated in his profession, and he's doing stage by the higher level professional in his field, where he's learning to do his job, he's learning to become what he's supposed to be. So that person is going to send him off to do usually the dirty work of the profession, the harder part of it, and they let him do the more difficult part of the work. And at the end of the day, instead of getting paid for it, he's going to pay him salim. Are there no poyalim that work without getting paid? So the first answer is yes, there are. There are poyalim that work without getting paid. This is one example. Another example: President of the United States walks into a city. He's going out to meet the crowds. He goes out, handshake, nothing to do anymore. And gets a little tired, and he says, "Is there anybody could bring me maybe a glass of soda?" 50 people dash off in all directions, and the one who was a little quicker on the sprint, or had the opportunity more, and he was the one who brought the President of the United States a cup of soda. He's not going to stretch out his hand and ask him, "Hey, that'll cost you $6.50." He's going to go around, maybe the next 60, 70 years, telling his friends, his children, his grandchildren, "Remember that day the President ruled okay, and you know who got it? I got him." The President of the United States doesn't work so good, because even the President of the United States would also work, but we don't have a real musuk of what Kavod Melachim is. The President of the United States is pretty sure. The only real saga of Kovod Amiti that still exists is Mein Malchei Rabbanon. And there's anybody who's been in contact, who had the opportunity to be in close contact with anybody of the great Gedolei Olam of our generation. If it would so happen that the circumstances would allow it, that he ever asked you for a favor, right? If that should happen, this is something that you would consider a great schus. It's not, people fight over these things. Yeah. But nobody's going to go back to the gulag afterwards. This is another idea. The very fact that we are unable to be of service to somebody of such greatness is more than sufficient. Person doesn't ask any secondary. Another marshal. A person was kidnapped as a baby and taken off by the pirates from Desert Island. He was raised a number of years as a slave, until a wonderful person came along one day and redeemed him from slavery and brought him to his house and gave him food and clothes and respect, educated him, brought him up, married him off. And one day he asked him to help him in his business. He needs help for half a day. He needs some help. He needs some help in the office. Can I give him a bill? One second. How do I normally put fish? He taught it. He sent me to school. If it wouldn't be for him, I would be in by the pirates, a slave. I owe him. So finally, Baruch Hashem was able to pay something back. I'm actually, I sent him a bill. Greater kofuk toiv in the world than the little minute toiv that a person did to this tremendous benefactor of his. He'll go and send him a bill. One time he was able to do something. Sometimes can send him a bill. We take all of these in Shalom and put them back to Rabbi Shalom. It's Poshet. Rabbi Shalom says it himself. He says, whoever put up a mezuzah until I gave him a house, whoever made a bris mila until I gave him a son, whoever took from us a mitzvah until I gave him a field, whoever came into the world until I brought him into the world. So before we got started, the Hejman is like the Karas HaTov that we have to the Banishman, for the Chesed that was given to us till up to today. It's so overwhelming that any understanding, if we can understand what is it that the Rebbe Shem has out of our avodah. But let's say he needs it for some reason. So he set up the system now, whatever the answer is. But relative to the chesed already received, and relative to the dependency that we are now, are we self-sufficient? Or are we still in stage? Are we still dependent on our mentor, the Rebbe Shalom, to help us through life? So we're working for him. He owes us something. So there are many other similar such understandings. I'm trying to be katsa. The basic assumption is wrong. The assumption that the Rebbe Shalom owes us midin anything for our avoda is total ridiculousness. That was the source of the apikorsis of the question that Tzadik and Baitus said. So that they consider themselves poil. Poil? Anaya poil. Find a poil. You're going to send the Rebbe Shalom a bill. And if you find out that he doesn't pay in the end, then forget it. You're not working. There's something wrong. You're not a poil. You only exist in this world as Chazda. You only are able to function through the Vayishlam's Kayach. You already owe the Vayishlam much more than anything you're going to be able to pay back. So you owe the Vayishlam, owes you your pile. This is the simple understanding of the Mishnah, but not the deep understanding. This is the Pshat. The Pshat of the Mishnah is that Antonius is coming to tell us, try to put us into perspective and to remember that even though the Rebbe Yishlam set up a system of Avodas Hashem, that he does pay sparing, we have to recognize that that itself is a total chesed. The Rebbe Yishlam doesn't owe us a thing. Either a person has to understand what it is bechlal that the Rebbe Yishlam gets from Avodah. Well, poil means that you're working for him. And the truth of the matter is the reverse. That the only one who really benefits from the Rebbe Hashem is the person who's oyv. To understand how it is that the Rebbe Hashem set it up, ki'ilu, not ki'ilu, now that it's true, now avoid a tzarech avoid. The Rebbe Hashem did set up such a system to enable man, ki'ilu, to do avoid. That means that there is something of meaning. He didn't just say, jump up and down, and run around in circles, and since you did what I want, I'll pay you for it. But he created such a system that there would be meaningful in the Rebbe Yishlam's terms, avoda from man, and that the Rebbe Yishlam would be goymel, goymel chasodim toivim. Chesed It's not something you give. Chesed is something that you give a person who does a chesed. He didn't earn it, he doesn't need it. He didn't owe him anything. I did him a chesed. That's chesed. What's goyim? Well, goyim must pay. I return. The Rabbi Shalom's chesed is such that he takes his chasodim to'ivim and he's goyim on them. He created a system that we could, quote unquote, earn our keep. And that the chasodim of the Rabbi Shalom will turn into earned chasodim. This is part of the Rabbi Shalom's chesed that enables the hatovah that the Rabbi Shalom wanted in creating the world to be complete. That man should be able to eat earned reward, not something that's given out to embarrassment, not something that's given out as handouts. So the Antigua Yisroel is coming and teaching us, Al Tiyuka Avodim Mesham Shasaras Amanas Lakabo Pras, the Avodim that are Meshamish Nerav with their eyes towards the Pras. Hello, Hello, Kavodim Sham Sadab Shalom Amanas Kabal Pras. Or, as the other gives it, is Amanas Shalom Kabal Pras. The relationship of us in our Avodah Hashem to the Rabbanim Shalom has to be one where we recognize that the goal and the value of our Avodah is not the Pras. Either because, like we said before, we owe it to the Rabbanim Shalom anyway. Adab, we have to pay the Rabbi Shalom for the opportunity and the covenant of being able to do a good person. So that is sufficient. Here's another marshal here. So there's a Melech Kodol, and he has all of his regular sarim and Roshei HaMalucha around him that do a good person. So they're all in the Kabbal press for Beis HaMelech. Each one gets his scar. But if the Melech are traveling around the country and he found somebody in some little village in terrible poverty, removed from any of the sources of power, quality of life, and he recognized in him some value that would be for the Malucha, and he brought him back with him, and he probably made him one of the Anshei HaFotze, made him one of his advisors. This person would not need any pras. What greater pras would there be? Has been taken out of his low state and been brought and made one of the top advisors in the Malchus. Klai Yisrael were brought out of Beis HaAvodim, and we were given the opportunity to be Avdei Hashem. Not only did he make us Avodim, but he made us Eved Melech Melech. That's the concept of Eved Melech. It's not just the idea of protection like they have nowadays, but a person who is that intimately involved with Avodas HaMelech in relationship to the rest of the Am or somebody on a lower level, he is a Melech. And this is the idea of a Malchei Rabbonim. Where does the Malchus of Rabbonim, where does it come from? And the Rabbonim are the expression of Ritzvein Shemayim, personified. And therefore they carry with them in their essence, the expression of Malchus Hashem. Those of us who are not on their relationship, so we relate to them as Malchim. A Eved Hashem, each person, and this is what we learned in this week's parasha, Taka. Memlechus Kayani. The Baal Shem gave us Torah that we should all be Malchim. He gave us the opportunity to be Avdei Hashem. And Eved Hashem is a being raised from an animalistic state of a human being without Hashlama to enable us to come to the glory of the higher form of human existence, which is greater than Malach, which is Man Malchei Rabbo, which is Avid Hashem, Eved Melech Melech. We said in the Pasuk that Malach is Kohanim. Each individual Jew doing Avodas Hashem itself is raised to royalty. This itself is the greatest schar, the greatest schus that anybody could wish, and there's certainly a ridiculousness in expecting and requesting and demanding or making that Avodah dependent on accepting a paycheck at the end of the day. This is the basic understanding of the Mishnah, so we can call even the surface understanding of the Mishnah. We'd like to take its continuum, it's really the same idea, maybe just on a deeper level. You have here explained in the Mefarshim, the idea itself is expressed almost in all of the Mishnah. Each one in his own words. We'll see Rashi, what the other people take pages to say, he says in six words. Shalaitoimer Kayim Mitzvah's Buri, Kidesha Yaspik Litzorhi. I shouldn't say that I'm going to do the mitzvahs of the Bnei Shalom in order that he should give me my needs. Ela avoid me'ahava v'kabel me'ahav. Work me'ahava and receive me'ahav. True. Vadai, there's an inyan of scar in the world. The second half of it is also included in the Rashi. But don't make the avoida dependent on that. Making the avodah secondary to the schar, but raised to a higher level of avodah Hashem, avoid ma'ahavo, and the schar itself is a tosefes ahav. The fact that not only did he allow us to be avodah, but he rewards us for it too, right? We don't deserve it. We shouldn't accept it. It's not right. We owe everything to the Bnei Shalom. It should be a menashaloy lekabel pras. Why, b'chol oifen, do we accept it? Because from a father you take what you don't deserve also. Kabel me'ahav. Not medin. He doesn't owe it to us. If we would have to stand up and go on the line to collect a paycheck and say, go ahead and pay us, we should run in in embarrassment. What the patient always mean? I'm crazy. I'm nuts. There's nothing more limiting, more expression of katnus, expression of lack of understanding, that a person to stand up to the patient and say, "What is my price? You owe me." Turn over in his grave. I mean, it's an unbelievable embarrassment that a person should have. So we shouldn't accept schar. Please, no schar, just that. Just let me be your eved, no schar. So Mishnah tells us no. Rashi explains. No, we didn't say anything that you shouldn't take pras. You can't do that. The Bnei Shalom wants to give us pras. Not only that, mitzidoi could be the chol avoda as a hechad timsah to give us the pras. Kabel me'ahav. You know why you can take it? Don't stretch out your hand and say you deserve it. But mekabel me'ahav. The Bnei Shalom is oyev avo Yisrael. Before we say Shema Yisrael, the scholar, the Hagdama for us to, in order to accept Kabel Zolmach Shemaim Ad Mesiris Nefesh, is understanding Oyev Amo Yisrael. The result of that is V'hafta Hashem Elokecha. The Kabbalah of Mesiris Nefesh, Mitoicha Ahavo, of understanding that we're going to be Oyved Hashem, the Mesiris Nefesh, without the Kabbal Pras, will bring us to be Mekabal Ba'av, V'hafta Hashem Elokecha, that we will recognize that we can be Mekabel V'ahav also, that there's a dual relationship between the Bnei Shalom and Klal Yisrael of Ahav. Avoid Me'ahav or Mekabel Me'ahav. Vadai there's schar. Vadai, that Ritzoin V'Yizbarach is to give us schar. I heard from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal that he spoke about this Mishnah, and he explained that a person who, it's explained in the Vishchayim, said he also, that a person who really would make the mistake of doing a mitzvah in not wanting Scott. It's not a minus. So, because only did one of two of the change in mind. The Rishon has a double rotzin in every mitzvah. One, that we should do the mitzvah, and two, that that will enable us to give, enable him to give us schar. Since the Rishon set up the world that there's no free handouts, and all schar has to be earned, he really wants to be made to be equal to all of his brothers. But he set up that it doesn't work that way. In order to get any hatovah from the Rishon, you have to. You have to do a void, you have to have mitzvahs, you have to have tayr. But when the Bereshit finally finds somebody doing tayr, now I can be mated. Now the Bereshit has his rotzen ha'ikri, then he can be mated in B'ri Yosef. Even by the Mazet. Like Rashi says, it's even by the Mazet. The Bereshit doesn't make this world in order to suffer. It's not either this world or next world. Rishon wants us to have a good in this world also. He will sometimes sacrifice his desire to give us good in this world in order to give us the greater good in the next world. Never, sometimes he has to suffer through that suffering because of our aveiros. And he'll suffer that suffering also. But adarabba, the times when we're able, he's able to give us schar, because of a maisa that we did, so we have a double keying of Ritzon. One, of the mitzvah itself, and two, that this gives an opportunity for the Rebbe Shem to do Iker Ritzon. And give us the Ruach Chaim, so he says in his last Mahalach here on the Mishnah, V'namek oid lahastu l'zeh, since the Ikka Kavan of the Briya was to be mated with his creations, can it be said, Yisakin ki avoida ha-yoysef ha-shuva mukubelis ti-yamanas lakawa pras? It would come out that the greatest avoida would be in order to give pras, because that's what the main thing of Vanishu are in the first place. Ki yavoid amanas she-yetiv loy she-gim ze-nachas ruach lefon yizboch shmo. He'll do avoda in order that the Banishan will have the opportunity to give us the process of what the Banishan wants. He has nachas ruach from that. Ach be'emes im mechaven be'avodosoi she'gil le'ischar ve'kavanosoi ra k'dei she'gim ez nachas ruach l'shem yizboch shmoi be'hetivoi im bruach chedek avodosem zehu ha'avoda hula. If a person can come to the level of being oved amnas l'kabel pras, l'shem shemayim, that I want the pras, not because I want the pras, but because I know that will be a nachas ruach to the punishment. And a person be'emes or betmimus can be mechaven kach, that would be the highest form of avoda. Achenim mechaven hu lahanosai, he avoda apusa shirzana mizah. But it's the, if he means only for his own benefit, right? And that's the secondary avoda that we're, this mission is telling us. And those are three majorities. Normal people, if they're going to mean for Skar, then they mean for themselves. So therefore the Mishnah tells us you have to work Lishmo. A higher form of Lishmo would be that a person should work for Skar. Why? Because he knows that that's the Mishnah's desire. But in time we can do that Shaloi Lishmo. It's also good. But not high Majiga. The father, this is a very high Majiga. But Abchina was it. He gives you, you can test it out. And this is the next piece after the first piece that we learned from him. Im yoyu la'avoid amanashi yetiv l'chavercho. You work, and I'll give the toiv to somebody else. Is that right? So we just learned before that that's what the Malishom does. To who does he do it to? Only the person that toiv kudu l'shmo. A person who works, that he wants the schar for himself, Malishom won't take it. Give it to somebody else. But a person who's called kulei l'shmo, that even his relationship to pras is not the main motivation for his avoda, but that's part of the system that he understands as a product of the Tzayin Shemayim, and he's more than happy to be part of that. But if the Bnei Yishalom, he would certainly rely on the Bnei Yishalom judgment, would feel that it's more necessary for the Kiyum Ha'olam that the toiv that you deserve should be handed out and split up into little pieces and divided up among the whole populace, Tomorrow. That person is the one that he, that's the Chanina B'ni. That's the Chanina B'ni. That's the Tzadik Gomor, the Tzadik Yisayt Oilam, that the whole Oilam is Oymed Oyod. That's the highest Madriga. That's the Madriga of a person that the Rabbi Yishlam could be amazing, Kol Oilam Kulo Yisusay. Because even the Hatoga, that that person is relating to is called also Lishma. And therefore, Mitzidoy could be given to somebody else. But Dai, like he says before, there's a cheshun with that too. A person who's zoicha to be a tzadik yisayid olam has special chalokim in olam haba. He has a right to take over the chalokim of the rishoyim in olam haba. He gets paid as a tzadik yisayid olam, which is a total different matriga. Vishnei tzach, that nothing gets lost. Right? It's a good investment. But it has to be for real. If you do that goofer for the investment, it won't work. But you don't lose. Yeah. So, unfortunately, we have not gotten to what I had intended to get, a different mahalach of the Mishnah. We're going to try again later the next week to complete the Mishnah. So, in time, we only have this basic understanding of the Mishnah, which is true, which is a dover l'shela atzmai, that there's a realization that even though the Rebbe Yisrael does give us schar, he doesn't owe it to us, and that there's much basis for us to be oyved without the schar. Either is schar, kabel ma'av, kabel ma'av. And just to finish the idea of kabel ma'av, in short, it's like just another 2 or 3 minutes. I saw it from one of the Talmidei Ramchal. He makes an amazing point, which is something that's very important for every individual. A person should make a cheshbon nefesh, it says. So do you have any toif? Do you have any toif? Anything good? Should make a list. And find out that generally, it's easy. The person will just gear himself in. They have a hard time finishing the list. But filling in a list of 20, 30 major hatovos that he has on the Bayit Shalom should not be a difficult task for anybody. And he says, why do you think you have this toif? He says there are 3 normal answers that people are given and they're all wrong. One is, I deserve it. Look, right? It says in the Torah. Look, I get up in the morning with Tamin, I learn Torah, I do this, I do that, I do this, of course I deserve it. What do you think? Right? So that this Mishnah tells it slow. You didn't make the cheshbon so good. Did you check out your avodah? Did you check out all the hatovah the Baruch Hashem did? Did you check it out according to the level of the mitzvahs that you do? Are you the level of tzadik yisayid olam? Are you much distant from there? Are the mitzvahs the shmo? Are the mitzvahs betaharosam? Are the mitzvahs tumrosam? Were the mitzvahs anoshim b'mamodo? Or the mitzvahs that were done betoich halev also? If you start checking it out, a person wants to put it under the magnifying glass of I deserve it. A person with a circle of minimum level of seichel hayosha will come to the conclusion that I deserve it is not a very good answer. There are those who make the opposite mistake, and if they feel chas v'sholim that it must be that I did some meisim tovim, and the Baruch Hashem is paying up my meisim tovim. Chas v'sholim, he says, a person should never think such a thing. That is the worst form of din. That only the worst v'sholim. Chas v'sholim are given. That's total sin. The Baruch Hashem wants to make sure this person is totally destroyed. And therefore, in this world, he builds him up out of Shemayim. In the next world, there's going to be nothing left there. Chas v'sholom, a person should never think that the Rebbe Yishlam is giving what we have, the toiv that we have, l'ra aseinu. Matzavim, yilchodim, maximum maybe a getter of nesoyim, right? But that wasn't l'ra aseinu, but that's it. And that still needs the toiv that if you used it and it came out that it was good, you still need to answer why you're having the toiv. So he says the third, hopefully, he says the first two a person will reject. That's out of hand. And since a person doesn't know the right answer, so most people unfortunately come to the conclusion that I have it b'mikra. While the Bereishis wasn't looking, I made a good investment, and I got a good buy in the apartment. I have an apartment in Baruch Hashem. I enticed my wife into the dates, and I got a wife, and I did this, and I got Baruch Hashem. I got away with it. I have a virus, and I have this, and I have that. I don't know. But, see, I got away with it. I have it. Ish. Let's not talk about it. Because maybe somebody will come with the record books, I'm going to have to give an accounting. And I don't think I deserve it. I just hopped it. And there is such an idea. I'm not going to go into it now, but there is such an idea. A person could live. You can grab things. You could grab things. No, that's he gave the man to make the opportunity to make that ultimate mistake too. If you want to grab, the Bereishis will let you grab, like Homer. That's one of the classical examples given in Chazal. He grabbed an awful lot of riches. He was one of the richest people in the world. He really put a lot of money together. You know what was done with it? He worked very, very hard to build the Beis HaMikdash. He thought he was earning it himself. But there's a problem. Bereishis still runs the world. And if you grab, he lets you grab. Until you finish grabbing, then he takes it back. At the end of the day, it may be the last day of your life, like Homer's day, and you'll find out that it was all you thought you were grabbing. There's somebody else who runs the world. He'll let you grab until up to the last, you know. Fortune is the one who the Rebbeinu takes what he grabbed away from him earlier. Sometimes that you want to go that way to the end, to the bitter end. But in the bitter end, you're going to find out that you didn't do the thing. You can't. So then why do we have a Torah? Why do we have all this stuff? So it says the answer is because Avinu Avarachamon Oyevei Sonu V'No